the first page, and also on the email that Ann forwarded you, a few different coverage considerations. No need to go through those unless you'd like me to, but things for the city to think about. Not too many years ago, we took on a significant cyber liability policy. We can offer greater coverage limits if you like. Crime coverage, which is theft from the city. One of the difficulties of smaller municipalities is separation of duties. I'm sure that's been discussed. And so EMC is because of its loss experience, has reduced our coverage limit from $250,000 to $100,000. Okay, but I might have some outside resources to get more coverage that the city would like. And lastly, umbrella liability, the current limit's $3 million, which sits on top of our $2 million per occurrence auto, $2 million per occurrence general liability for a total of five. Just know that if the city wants additional umbrella coverage, it's available. So, any questions that I can answer? I appreciate the city's business and our long relationship. I always enjoy getting emails from Ann, no matter what I'm doing, I see it. Ann goes straight to the top of the pile. It's always my next response.
Boy.
You know, so. And Mr. Mayor, you called me the other day and said, when are you coming to talk about insurance? I can't wait.
You forgot to bring treats.
Oh, I did. I told you last year that I was going to bring whites.
Yeah. Man.
Oh, is that in the minutes?
Yeah. Yep.
We ran again just waiting for that.
It's unreal. All right, 2027.
Is there a motion to approve Porter Insurance for the insurance renewal for 4-1 of 26 to 4-1 of 27?
I make that motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilmember Smith?
Aye.
Herman?
Aye.
Bowman?
Aye.
And Brandenburg?
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, zero nays, motion carried.
Well, the next item is fire department report, but thank you, Seth. Let's come back to that if we can when we move along. I know the chief wants to talk to you about a couple things, so. The next is engineer's report, item number 10, the engineer's report. Is there any questions about the engineer's report? You have it in front of you.
What's the synopsis?
Sampson and Jepson's 8-acre subdivision, the street patching project, and Sophomore Street subdivision plat. Obviously, the Sampson and Jepson 8-acre subdivision, that's further down on the agenda. The next item we're going to be talking about is the East Telegraph road improvements and street patching. And the last one is our public works director and Mike met with the gentleman that owns a piece of property on Sophomore Street, wanting to possibly subdivide it on a 5.7 acre undeveloped property. Yep. No questions? Next is East Telegraph Road improvements. Jim, I think there's some confusion here, me being one of them, quite honest with you, over these.
Assessments with Jim's report.
Okay.
So if you wanna...
Can you give us a breakdown, Jim, of these?
Well, that's down. She just told me it's under Jim's item number 16.
So as far as East Telegraph Road right now, it's basically one thing right now, right?
Yeah, we can.
I mean, that's on here.
What did you guys see when you went up?
I got 16 now, whatever.
Wait a minute. Do we want to talk about East Telegraph, or do you just want to move it down to...
Let's move it down.
Let's move it down, and then that way we get it.
Included, yeah.
That's fine. Okay. Then we'll move on to item number 12, which is Building Commissioner's Report. New homes under construction, 308 Normandy Drive, 691 Sweetwood Lane. New permits issued, 420 West Loretta for heating, 120 East Loretta for finishing a basement, 526 North Mississippi, a handicap ramp, 322 West Main Street, garage door and siding, 406 Lampfear, backyard fencing, 691 Sweetwood Lane, HVAC new construction, 313 North Mississippi Street, replacing exterior sewer line, 132 West Garone, bath and windows, LMI grant. Occupancy permits have been issued for 606 Kevin Road and 608 Kevin Road. And zoning change meeting 100 West Loretta, current ag requesting to be R2 and passed by zoning. Questions? Okay, next item is item 13, public safety building reference HVAC and maintenance.
As of every year, Reagan or company and Northwest Mechanical both did the job. Northwest came in a couple hundred dollars less. We have been using Reagan for quite a few years now. And then following the second year, it was the same way. We were doing a couple hundred dollars.
Looking at the proposal sheets, how comparison, I know Reagan's been doing it. Two things. One, how well do they do in comparison to the, it looks like a pretty extensive write out that Northwest did.
Pretty much the same, yeah.
How long do you think we've had Northwest doing it?
What's that?
How long has Northwest been doing it?
No,
Reagan. Okay. How long has Reagan
been?
I think since we opened the building. We've had them ever since they opened the building. They know our system. They know how to deal with the what issues we've had. We've not had any problems with Reagan that I'm aware of. If we have, they've always come out and handled the issue. Is that a motion?
Yes. I make a motion to stay with Reagan.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilmember Bowman.
Aye.
Brandenburg.
Aye.
Smith.
Aye.
And Herman.
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, zero nays, motion carried.
Next item is item number 14, public safety building reference UPS replacement. Well, I don't think we've gotten anything back from anybody on that yet.
No.
Okay. Next is public works. Item number 15, public works report. Iowa 1 locates request 11 general maintenance on buildings, public safety, city hall and shop, replacing garbage cans, critter patrol, furnace repair at the garage on 202 Valley Drive, snow removal and ice melt application, decorations for City Hall, installed new cameras at Public Safety Building, repaired road signs, working with engineer on future street repairs, addressing street complaints, repaired plug drain and shop. Addressing street complaints, numerous complaints from around the town from Republic Services leaking hydraulic fluid all over the streets. You have that in front of you. I don't think I need to go any further than that with that. Any questions for Public Works Director? Okay, now let's move on to item number 16, street assessments. I'm a little confused by this packet that I got from the engineer. Can you explain this?
No, I thought he was coming today. So.
Well, I didn't think we needed him, but I didn't see this.
So Mike and I went through the town and looked at all the different locations of what could be done, what needs to be done, whatever. Obviously, the couple bumps on East and West Main, the bump down in South Mississippi, the telegraph project, you know, and north Mississippi by Hermiston. And we kind of, you know, looked at it as, you know, what would be the priority, you know, and so that's, and, you know, my thoughts are, if we were right now, I think probably North Mississippi has the most traffic of any of our roads, and that would probably be something that we need to address. But, you know, how he came up with these numbers and all that stuff, I do not know.
Do you know which one of these is for which one? He's got 40 bids, but didn't say.
I'm guessing. I mean, well, throwing it out. I mean, I'm guessing one's probably for patches on Telegraph, and one's the bigger part on North Mississippi, and these two little ones are probably the smaller bumps.
North Mississippi, yeah, I would say the 158 or 27 North Mississippi. However, I also, and I just got it today, so you guys didn't have it, I met with Pelling, and we talked about Telegraph, and I just gave you guys that bid. A little bit long. And what he was saying to go ahead and they would do all the patching of the road and then go ahead and tar and then chip and then immediately tar and chip again and do a two run on it. Possibly hit it again next year, whatever, and if the road can get built up and it stays in decent shape, then we can consider maybe the microsurface over that.
Now, when they say tar and Telegraph, is it all Telegraph plus where you make a right to go up?
Yes.
All that?
Yeah, it'd be both. Actually, yeah, the Main Street part is actually the word.
So this estimate on the first page is really replaced by
That stuff that you have in this packet right here,
yeah,
has nothing to do with Telegraph.
No.
This is the street.
There's two sections
that they're going to patch, but Pelling's come back with a section. With their bid is to patch those sections and then seal coat it.
Did you have to show them those boring
filters? What are they? Pelling, no. Yeah. No, he just came out and just looked at it a little bit and he had somebody else with him.
Well, I mean, because of the confusion of this, I think we need to get Mike here.
Yeah.
So I think we need to put this off till the next meeting. It's still early in March. Yes. And nothing's going to get started probably till mid-April anyway. And let's get Mike here and have him walk us through this step by step, see what we have here.
So move this back to Ann for the next meeting.
Or take it with you to look at, and if I get an explanation of any of it, I can let you know, so you can write it down.
So that would put this alley one on hold, too?
Yes. Okay, the next item is item number 17, the status of Dolan Drive and Daniel Court project.
Talked to Chad. He was actually going to start on it, get located, and he was actually going to start on it last week. However, when he realized how deep that frost goes, which is the same, some spots 3 feet, in fear of maybe, because there's a lot of utilities right there.